it's all been a bit bizarre the way it's all sort of taken off on Twitter. I think various sort of cricketing celebrities taking up the case, which I'm sort of touched by. But I mean, from my point of view, just it would be nice to be able to play at the cricket, because from our point of view, you know, we travel the world supporting England. You know, in the last year, we've sort of been out to India, we were out in New Zealand. And that for us, the Ashes is such a big thing, you know, it's what it all sort of builds up to.
Yeah.
So it'd just be nice to be able to sort of be involved from the start of it.
Have you got your trumpet handy?
I do have my trumpet with me.
Yeah, could you just give me a little demonstration of the kind of thing you would do at the cricket?
Okay, so, well, this is my prediction for the Ashes series this summer.
A bit of Hawaii 5-0, I like that.
5-0 to England this summer.
Good stuff. So, but obviously, and I think what we're learning this morning is people have different opinions. Some people love what you do, some people don't.
Sure, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea. But I think it's funny, obviously, what I'd be, normally I sit within the Barmy Army section at the cricket. So the Barmy Army very much are the people who are going to be singing anyway. And the idea is that the trumpet actually makes it a bit more tuneful, adds a bit more variety, and makes it sound a bit less of a rabble. So I think, you know, you're not going to stop people making a noise at the cricket, especially something like the Ashes. There's times I have people sitting near us. Sometimes I have sort of random people who aren't part of the Barmy Army sitting right in front of me, and I always tap them on the shoulder at the start of the day and say, look, I'm going to be making some noise. If it gets a bit much, let me know. And without fail, I've never had anyone at the end of the day come up. They've always come up and said, look, thanks so much, really enjoyed that. Because it's not, you know, it's a long day at the cricket. It goes on for about 7 hours if you add it all up. And I can't play the trumpet for 7 hours. My lips will be falling off. So it's all about sort of picking your moments and basically trying to pick the players up. When, if England are bowling for a long time and haven't taken a wicket, that's when sort of Barmy Army, we try and raise the players and keep them going. That's
so
the idea.
You've been talking to Trent Bridge about this, have you? You've been trying to persuade them.
Yes, because, I mean, Trent Bridge have a no-instrument rule, which, in fairness, just about every ground in the world has. But normally, because they know who the Barmy Army are, and they normally grant me an exemption because it's part of the Barmy Army section, and people who are sitting around me, the only people, you know, who want to be near it. So there's been a few emails going across over the last few weeks, but unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be any sort of leeway at all from them. I was hoping we might, you know, basically try and reach some kind of compromise.
Yeah,
so they might give me a window to play in.
If you have a rule, though, you've surely got to stick to it, haven't you? And they have a no instrument rule. If you bend the rules, then basically you allow anybody to do that.
Well, you can say that, but most other grounds in the world seem to bend the rules when it suits them. For example, when the 2020 cricket's on,